Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I am Sam. We just finished Michio Kaku's The God Equation. And Sophie, I have to ask, did this one melt your brain a little?
Hey there, Sam, absolutely. For anyone tuning in, The God Equation is Michio Kaku's big picture tour of the search for a unified theory of everything. It's the story of trying to fit the cosmos into one elegant equation.
What I loved is how he lays out the two pillars first. General relativity governs the huge things like galaxies and black holes. Quantum mechanics governs the tiny things like atoms and particles.
And both are incredibly accurate in their own domains. But when you try to apply relativity to the quantum world, the equations fall apart. You get results that are pure nonsense.
That's the central crisis, and Einstein was the first to wrestle with it. He spent the last 30 years of his life chasing a unified field theory, and most of the physics world had already moved on.
Right.
Einstein hated the randomness of quantum mechanics, which is where God does not play dice comes from. But the whole quantum world was proving him wrong, or at least proving it was more complicated.
He never could reconcile it. After him came the electroweak theory, which merged electromagnetism with a weak nuclear force. That was a real triumph, but gravity was still out there.
So the next big idea was the grand unified theory, trying to add the strong nuclear force too. But even that leaves gravity out. Gravity is the stubborn one.
And that brings us to string theory, where Kaku is not just a tour guide, but a true believer. He co-founded string field theory, so he's cheering from inside.
Here's the idea in plain words. At the smallest level, particles aren't dots. They're tiny vibrating strings. The different vibrations create the different particles.
It's like a violin string making different notes. And the payoff is huge because gravity falls out naturally. You don't have to insert it by hand.
But the math demands 10 dimensions. We see 4, 3 of space and 1 of time. The other 6 are curled up, so small they're invisible.
You give a great picture from far away. A garden hose looks like a one-dimensional line, but when you zoom in, you see its tiny circumference. Those extra dimensions are like that, but trillions of times smaller.
And the shapes of those hidden dimensions, known as Kalabayau manifolds, determine the masses of particles and the strengths of forces. So the shape of the tiny universe controls the shape of our big one.
There are an estimated 10 to the 500 possible shapes. That number is so big, it's basically impossible to wrap your head around. And each shape could produce a different universe.
Exactly.
That's the multiverse idea. And it's also the biggest criticism, because string theory can't predict which one of those shapes is our universe.
I actually pushed back on this when I read it. It felt like a loophole. But Kaku says we can't test it head on, because we'd need a particle accelerator the size of our solar system.
So he looks for indirect evidence. Supersymmetry, which string theory predicts, might show up at the Large Hadron Collider. If it does, that's a good clue.
The Large Hadron Collider is our best shot, even if it's not a sure thing. But the book doesn't pretend we've arrived. It's more like a status update on a 500-year mission.
Then it takes a turn that made my jaw drop. Once you understand the fundamental laws, Kaku says you start thinking about manipulating space and time. Warp drives, time machines, and wormholes.
Right. And those aren't just storybook ideas. They're real solutions to Einstein's equations. The problem is they require exotic matter with negative energy, which is almost impossible to create.
We have seen tiny amounts of negative energy in the lab through the Casimir effect, but nothing near the scale you'd need to bend space-time. Maybe future physics will find a way.
He reminds us that someone 100 years ago would think our smartphones were magic. So we can't rule out technologies that sound insane today.
And that's where the title comes in. The God Equation is a metaphor for the deepest layer of reality. It's not about a divine being, but about finding the rational structure that makes the universe tick.
So Einstein's vision of a harmonious cosmos and quantum weirdness could both be expressions of a deeper unity. That's a beautiful thought.
It really is. And Kaku is careful to say the journey is far from over. String theory is still incomplete, and there are competing approaches like loop quantum gravity.
And I really appreciated how optimistic he stays, even with all the obstacles. The incompleteness becomes part of the adventure. I think the one thing I'm taking away is that even the unfinished search has value. The questions alone make us bigger.
And hey, the whole library is at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language for $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 lifetime. Because sometimes the real discovery isn't the answer, it's learning to love the question. We'll see you in the next one.